Ever thought a partnership was just about brand awareness? Well, think again. In this episode, I'll show you how the right partnerships can unlock new revenue opportunities that you never saw coming. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Too many leaders think partnerships are just about marketing exposure or distribution deals. But the truth? The right partnership can unlock unexpected income, from licensing deals to affiliate revenue to monetized data and co-created products. In this episode, I'll share three key lessons for how you can find those hidden opportunities, examples of businesses that have done just that, and how you can apply these strategies to your own partnerships. By the end of this episode, you'll know three things. The first of which is how to spot revenue potential beyond the obvious. Most leaders stop at traditional deals. I'll show you how to look deeper. The second thing you'll learn is how to structure partnerships for the long term, for unexpected income. Most importantly, how to avoid short-term thinking and build agreements that evolve over time. And number three, how to avoid the common mistakes that leave money on the table. Missing small details in partnership agreements can cost you future earnings. So let's dive in, and let me start by asking you this. What does Starbucks and PepsiCo have in common? You might think, well, nothing really. They serve different customers, but their partnership on bottled coffee drinks has generated billions. Starbucks didn't have the distribution muscle to dominate grocery stores, and PepsiCo wasn't in the coffee business. But together, they unlocked a revenue stream neither could achieve alone. And this isn't just about big brands. Startups, consultants, and small businesses can tap into hidden income streams through strategic partnerships too. So, how do you do it? Here are three lessons for unlocking unexpected income. And let's start with the first one, looking beyond obvious revenue streams. Most leaders think partnerships are about marketing reach or sales distribution, but that's just the starting point. The best partnerships uncover hidden financial value through creative monetization. And here's how. Number one, through licensing and intellectual property deals. Big brands make millions licensing their IP. Disney doesn't manufacture toys. It licenses its characters to Hasbro and Mattel, turning its brand assets into a billion-dollar business. Your company likely owns intellectual property, software, content, or even expertise that another business would pay to use. Instead of collaborating, consider licensing your assets. A software company that builds an internal analytics tool could license the same technology to non-competing industries, creating a completely new revenue stream. Now, number two, affiliate and referral partnerships. Many businesses overlook affiliate and referral revenue opportunities. By forming structured commission-based partnerships, you can monetize relationships without extra operational effort. You know, HubSpot doesn't just sell its CRM software. It has a partner program where agencies earn recurring revenue by referring new users. This partnership structure generates millions in passive income for HubSpot while allowing agencies to profit from recommending the best tools. If your customers need complementary services, why not partner with those providers and earn a commission? This applies across all industries, from tech to retail, healthcare, and many others. Number three, data monetization. In other words, turning insights into cash. Waze, the navigation app, partnered with city governments. Waze collects real-time traffic data and sells aggregated insights to urban planners, helping them improve roads. Waze's partnership monetized data that was originally just a byproduct of their service. If your business collects valuable insights or analytics, ask two questions. Would another company or industry benefit from this data? And could we anonymize and sell this information? Most leaders miss this revenue stream because they don't think of their data as a product. But if you're sitting on valuable insights, a strategic partnership could turn information into income. All right, let's move to lesson number two, structuring deals with flexibility for future revenue. One of the biggest mistakes companies make is locking in short-term agreements without room for expansion. So why does flexibility matter? Well, when a partnership starts, both sides often focus on immediate goals, which is the right thing to do. But what happens when an unexpected revenue opportunity emerges? If your agreement is too rigid, well, you'll miss out. Shopify merchants wanted to offer Amazon's Buy with Prime checkout option. Instead of staying rigid, Amazon pivoted their relationship and opened up a new income stream for both companies. The most successful partnerships include a growth clause, a section that allows for renegotiation as a new revenue opportunity emerges. So how would you apply this? Well, when forming a partnership, ask this question. If this partnership is wildly successful, what's the next step? Built-in revenue sharing clauses for any future monetization paths, even if they aren't clear today, is a great conversation to start with. Let's now look at subscription-based and revenue sharing models. Many partnerships leave money on the table because they stick to one-off payments instead of long-term revenue sharing. Apple's App Store wasn't originally designed to be a massive subscription business, but once Apple saw the revenue potential of developers charging recurring fees, they pivoted their model to take a cut of every subscription. Today, it brings in billions in passive revenue. If your partnership involves selling a product or a service, explore revenue sharing instead of fixed fees. Instead of a one-time license fee, negotiate royalty-based payments tied to future sales. If your partner's service is generating revenue because of your platform or your product, consider structuring a recurring revenue agreement. So, lesson three, avoiding the pitfalls that can cost you money. Even great partnerships can fall apart, or worse, cost you money instead of making you money. Here are the three mistakes that you should keep an eye on. Number one, poorly defined revenue sharing terms. Many companies agree to vague revenue splits in the early stages of a partnership, only to regret it later. You know, early on, YouTube partnered with record labels to allow music on its platform. But the revenue sharing terms were super vague, leaving artists earning less than they expected from ad revenue. Years later, YouTube had to renegotiate, costing them millions. So what's the lesson here? If your partnership involves shared revenue, be crystal clear on three things: how revenue will be tracked, what percentage each party earns, and what happens when revenue goes beyond expectations. Now, mistake number two, failing to protect intellectual property. If your partnership involves content, branding, or proprietary technology, you need clear ownership terms. You know, Snapchat once had a partnership with Facebook to explore potential collaborations. Shortly after those meetings, Facebook launched Instagram Stories, mimicking Snapchat's core product. The key lesson here is, if you're sharing proprietary ideas and technology, always use a non-compete and IP protection clauses in your partnership agreements. Now, mistake number three, overlooking future monetization rights. And this is super important. Companies often agree to deals that don't account for future monetization paths, leading to lost income down the line. In the early days of Netflix streaming service, they signed cheap licensing deals with movie studios. But once streaming became the more dominant business model, studios realized they had underpriced their content and scrambled to renegotiate, often losing revenue in the process. Always consider long-term potential when signing partnership agreements. Ask these questions. What if this partnership scales 10x? Will the term still make sense? And who controls the right to future revenue streams? Now, you can apply this by adding a revenue review clause allowing for renegotiation as the partnership evolves. And that is important because it will help you define who owns future monetization rights upfront, so there are no surprises later. So why does this work? The most successful partnerships don't just create income today, they set you up for long-term revenue growth. Let's just go back for a second. Starbucks and Pepsi didn't predict bottled coffee would become a $1 billion industry, but they structured a partnership that allowed them to scale. Amazon and Shopify didn't start with Buy with Prime, but their flexible approach allowed them to seize the opportunity. And YouTube and the music industry failed to define revenue sharing properly, leading to years of lost income and renegotiations. The biggest revenue opportunities can come from partnerships, but only if you set them up correctly. So what can you do as your next step? Look beyond the obvious. Ask, what assets do we have that could be monetized in unexpected ways? Number two, negotiate for flexibility. Add clauses that let your partnerships evolve as revenue grows. And number three, protect your income streams. Don't sign a deal that locks you out of future earnings. As I said before, the best partnerships don't just create value today, they unlock wealth that you never saw coming. Now, I hope you enjoyed this episode, but before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? It's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You can see others thriving with the right connections, and you're stuck wondering if you're missing out on opportunities to elevate your business, reputation, and results. The fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. But today, that is coming to an end. I've created a free partnership calculator to instantly assess if a potential partner is an ideal fit for your business. This tool and the Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity, confidence, and the edge you've been looking for to secure partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. Follow the link in the show notes to access that tool. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll see you in the next one.